Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So I had a conversation with my boss in regards to this whole lack of communication and add-ons, accepting doctor's appointments the day before. And she agreed with me that it should not occur. However, I did agree to come into the office Tuesday morning to verify that my schedule has not changed from the Thursday which I left. Because, you know, Friday would still be considered a business day for them to schedule appointments on Tuesday. So I told her I could do that. So I think things will be good. And I forgot to mention that we had this harassment class. I might have said something. I don't remember. And that's where this whole thing started with when I used profanity and the fact that, you know, I offended a Christian with using profanity in front of the residents. And this whole harassment policy is that you... Basically, it tells everyone that you can't talk to anyone in your workplace and don't touch anyone either, because you're not sure how the other person's going to interpret what you said or what the touch meant. So, I mean, it listed everything from discussing military status to poverty, income status, pregnancy, gender, race, religion. What else did it added a whole bunch of new things that, you know, whereas before it, the general statement was race, religion, nationality, or heritage or something. There was like four of them. Now it breaks it down into you can't talk about income, you can't talk about gender, you can't talk about veterans, you know, any military, because you might, you know, if I'm talking about how I'm anti, you know, war and this whole, you know, all the troops were in Afghanistan and Iraq and, you know, my disapproval of it all could offend somebody in my offices, you know, their beliefs because their son or daughter, which we do have one, her daughter is a helicopter pilot or something, is out and she's serving our country. So we can't discuss, you know, because I might offend her. So basically what I've done now is, and I told my boss I'm not coming into the office. I just come in to make a copy. I started working at 7 o'clock this morning, and I just went into the office to make a copy of my schedule for tomorrow. And I said hello to everybody, and it's really hot outside. It feels like July. And then I said, have a good day. And then one of the residents stopped me and said that they got locked out of their apartment. So then I opened up the office because they're closed from 12 to noon. And I said, can somebody let so-and-so in? She can't find her keys, and she has her groceries. And two of my employers kind of rolled their eyes like, oh, I have to go and it's my lunch, you know, that kind of look. And then I said, never mind, the maintenance guy's out here. So, yeah, that's all I did. And that's what I will continue to do. Just go and get my stuff done and that's it. And now, my best time ever is I get to go and sweat entirely from head to toe and drive around in a big tin can. Yeah, it's 91 degrees out and I can't wait to go and sit in that hot metal box with no ventilation. I mean, it does, but when you're sitting still, oh my God, I just pray for death. All right, people, have a good day.